The Bulls and Blackhawks are both fighting for postseason glory. We're the only station in Chicago ready to deliver the level of playoff coverage you crave. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abatacola.
Kyrie is a load to deal with. LeBron, because of the versatility, his ability to post up, play the pick and roll game, play the isolation game, his ability to make plays, his vision, decision making. You have to guard him with your team and try to make him work for what he gets.
Tom Thibodeau talking about the Cavs' two best players, Kyrie Irving and LeBron James. The Bulls are looking to go up 2-0 on Cleveland. Tristan Thompson starts in place of Mike Miller. Been reporting that for hours now. Cleveland plays without J.R. Smith, who will return for Game 3 in Chicago. It's a 6 p.m. tip tonight at Quicken Loans Arena. The Blackhawks are up 3-0. They can close out the Wild tomorrow night in Minnesota. Puck drops at 8:30. The White Sox are hoping to build off last night's 5-2 win over Detroit. Chris Sale making the start. The Tigers send Alfredo Simon to the mound. Pregame here on The Score starts at 6:35. Javi Guerra was reinstated from the 15-day DL, then designated for assignment. Jeff Samardzija is starting his suspension today, which means Carlos Rodon starts Saturday versus the Cincinnati Redleggings. The Cubs have dropped their first two games in St. Louis tonight. John Lester looks to end the team's four-game losing streak. He'll be opposed by Lance Lynn. Justin Grimm was activated from the 15-day DL. Matt Caesar was called up from Iowa. The Bears agreed to terms with first-round pick Kevin White, and it was a lot of money. Late yesterday, Adrian Amos and Jeremy Langford agreed to four-year contracts as well. Rookie minicamp starts Friday. Deflategate report released today, and they've concluded that Tom Brady may have known his balls were deflated. A new wrinkle to this story, too, as well, fellas. When stopped by reporters today, Rob Gronkowski was asked about Deflategate, and he flexed his arms, then walked away.
That's him. That's him. That's our guy. He's on the plane,
actually,
though.
That was actually reporter footage, audio, of Gronkowski laughing as he walked away. So that was not an old clip from Popeye. That was real live audio that you get here only on The Score.
That's who he is, though.
Hey, did you guys know the Blackhawks playoff coverage? That's my favorite line. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Blackhawks playoff coverage and The Score is being brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. And sounds good right now, actually. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score is 6:35 tonight. Sox and Tigers on 670 The Score. 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Knauss Land Rover on Route 41 Lake Bluff.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Who knows what could happen?
I think a five-year run with Tom Thibodeau is an accomplishment. This marriage is the best thing that ever happened to Tom Thibodeau. That if, especially when they say, look, we're going to put a restriction on them. We're not going to let you be in charge of the minutes on some guys. They basically said, if we lose games in the regular season, that's on us.
Of the three people, who do you think is the most talented in that triumvirate?
As a tactician, Tom Thibodeau is terrific. But they don't think that Thibodeau can win a championship being allowed to do what he does.
Okay.
They don't believe it.
He might do it this year.
But they will claim credit for it working because they restricted
minutes. So which
minutes.
One is it?
That's what I'm saying. That's why he's gone no matter what.
Boers and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
Oh, my. I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
Here's Jerry. He's on Sports Radio 670.
Why did you guys get up off of Goodell? If you guys had stayed and kept the media verbal pressure on this guy, something would have popped from this. Here's a guy making how many millions? 40 million a year?
42.
If you guys made decisions like that, well, you guys stayed, you'd make bad decisions. But you stayed. You're only making a buck an hour. But I know you didn't like that. I know you didn't like that. I'm an old guy. That's why I can talk to you guys like that.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Bors, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Bors and Bernstein. But I've been told that they said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bors and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And we absolutely invite. We'd be delighted to hear from more old guys who wanted to talk us down. I mean, we love that.
we have the transcript of the West Side Mike call.
Yeah, I missed some of it, I must admit.
Hey, fellas, let me ask you something. How's this hot garbage Isaiah Thomas keep getting all these jobs? He must be the smartest, best interviewer ever. And you've got Patrick Ewing down, down on a bench, dying in that gray suit, and he can't get a job. How does this hot garbage keep getting jobs? He's no good to Chicago. He's the same guy who didn't want to shake Michael Jordan's hand. And this Dolan, whatever he's doing, I don't care how much money he has. He's the garbage that keeps hiring this garbage. West Side Mike. The words of West Side Mike.
Mike, I don't think, you know, some days we wonder, there's no disputing any of that.
Correct. He is.
No, no argument at all about that.
In Schaumburg, Eric is on WSCR.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Quick comment and a quick question. My first comment, I hear about the marriage of Coach Thibs. I'm like, where'd you get out of, you know, the best part of it? 50% you're out, usually.
What?
But to him, he's out for, you know, he's out free charge.
I have no idea what the hell that guy's
talking about.
Those words being put in that order didn't even make any sense. Did you understand any of
those? No. No, I did not. No. I'm sorry.
All right, let's try Greensboro, North Carolina, the home of Stamey's famous barbecue, and Wayne on the score.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. I wanted to ask you, since LeBron is the Peyton Manning of the NBA right now, if the Bulls get ahead early, does LeBron bring Perkins out to smack somebody?
No. What?
Why not play a little dirty ball just to, you know?
Because he's not like that. What would ever suggest that he would do something like that?
Playoff.
Come on. What would ever suggest that? That's,
I know that's not LeBron's style, but if it riles up the troops so they won't be down 2-0, I mean 0-2.
Well, he's going to try to win the game, but that's different from trying to bring out a hired assassin to hurt somebody.
You know, smack somebody around, not take somebody out.
But smack somebody around how? How do you want to smack them around? You mean like just being physical,
like
or you just want to actually smack them?
I'm talking about good playoff fouls. That's what I'm talking about.
No.
They don't have the kind of lineup. They
can't play that game.
Yeah, they can't play that game. They're
they don't have enough bigs.
You know, that's the if you like the old Pistons, God bless you. I hated them. Still hate them. We'll always hate them.
And the Peyton Manning thing, he's not 38. If you're calling him Peyton Manning because he's a coach on the floor or coach on the field, then yeah. But
I also think that, you know, maybe not everybody. That's fine if I'm not like everybody. And everybody has their own very strong opinions about sports. But I don't know where Peyton Manning falls exactly in the world of football. I know this. This is tough for me to do, but in basketball, this is one of the five best players who ever lived.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that about Peyton Manning. I don't. If I include all football players, I don't think he's one of the five best players who ever lived. Is he? I mean, I the comparison doesn't wash for a second.
When you were talking about football, that earlier in the day, Bovada sent the latest odds to win the 2016 Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
and then their PR guy sent this. And it's a quote from their sportsbook manager. And it says, pending the potential ramifications of the investigation of Deflategate, all odds for Super Bowl, AFC Conference, AFC East are down. Considering they were the third highest favorite to win the Super Bowl, the co-favorite to win the AFC, and an overwhelming favorite to win the AFC East, we're taking them down until we hear the official word on if Tom Brady gets suspended. If Brady does get suspended, it will have a huge impact on all of these odds. Because indeed, they were 15-2 behind the Seahawks at 11-2 and the Packers at 7-1. Patriots 15-2, then the Colts at 8-1. It looks like a big drop for the Bears. The Bears are in a group at 50-1 with the Texans, Vikings, and Chargers.
Yeesh.
So Bovada, the bookmakers there do not like the Chicago Bears. And in fact, the odds to win the NFC conference, they are tied for third from last with the Vikings at 28-1. The only teams with worse odds, longer odds to win the NFC are Washington and Tampa Bay.
The difference is that at least I believe at this point, the Vikings have their quarterback.
Mm-hmm, they do.
I think they do. So I can only say think. I mean, what we saw last year isn't enough to make any rash judgments on, but I liked him coming out of school. I still like him. I mean, I don't know that down the road he will be, but and right now, I would say right now they have. That's one question the Bears, as much as you want to applaud this or applaud that, that down the road, you're going to answer that question. You got to answer that question for me. But I'm. What do you think? Tom Brady's going to get suspended?
That's
seriously?
What they think is a possibility. I think unless they say...
8 games, you little bitch.
Unless they say, we have definitive proof that he did this or he ordered code red. If they say he probably knew about it, how can you suspend a guy over evidence that only says he probably knew about it?
That's what they have. Probably knew about it.
The wording of it, to me, I think, isn't that a leap? Aren't you making
a huge leap
between probably had some awareness of what was going on to you got to miss games because of that probable awareness? That raises the stakes pretty high for a lot of other suspensions that you might have known about something here or there, right?
Yeah, it does. Maybe you're just being safe. I think you're probably still smarting a little bit for what the hell happens with the whole Pacquiao Mayweather thing. But I don't. What seriously? What would you? I don't know what you would do. I mean, you
You'd just be putting yourself in an odd situation to say you have to miss games and lose game checks because our investigator determined that you probably.